Welcome back to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk Boys tennis coach Nicole Berger. It's Friday night, a busy day for you as Norwalk was at a tournament today in Ankeny after playing a few duels here recently as well. How did the tournament go today, first of all? How'd the guys perform?
The tournament was great. We had big goals today to just really try and play relaxed, hit out on our shots, hitting deep, return of serves, and then, you know, really just waiting for opportunities, playing a little bit more patient than we have maybe our last couple matches.
What were some of the highlights of the day? I understand you did have one of the brackets, you came out with a winner.
Number two doubles, Lane Jurgens and Eli Mills played out of their minds. I've never seen them play so good. They won, I think, 10-8 in the third set tiebreaker for a first place finish today.
And those guys have been playing together for a while now. They've had some success last year at the conference tournament, I think winning the number two doubles bracket there. Just what are you seeing from them throughout the season here, and what allowed them to take that step up today?
Yeah, so they started this season just a little flat, and they're just today, it's kind of all came together. I think the fact that it wasn't about, hey, we have to win this for the team or anything like that, it was that they could just, you know, play their game and know that we're practicing out there and we're trying just to get better was our goal today. So,
and then who were some of the other players involved today, your other doubles team, and some of the guys playing singles?
Yeah, Wyatt Coburn and Isaac Lors ended up playing Ankeny Centennial first round and beating them to go on to a fourth place finish, which was with the teams there, was a really good finish for them. They ended up losing to Ames for third place. So, no, they had a really, really good day and saw some amazing competition.
Okay. And then singles-wise, did anybody get in that top four today?
Ben Swim and Rowan were our singles players, and they played really good. They just had some really tough draws.
All right, let's talk about some of the duels that you've had here of late. Some tough ones. You started out the season 2-0. And now three straight losses, all by a 6-5 final against really good teams, Dallas Center Grimes, Boone, and Pella. How happy are you just with the way they played in those duels, even though you couldn't come out with the wins?
You know, knowing that our top four all graduated last year, right now my number one and my number two were my 7 and 8 last year. I've been just absolutely blown away by their dedication to practice as well as how well they actually compete in the matches. It's crazy looking, especially at our Boone match. I mean, all the way down the list, I don't have a player that played better all year. And, you know, still to lose 5-4 or 5-6 by 2 points in a third set tiebreaker at number one doubles was a little tough, but, you know, I'd do it again in a second to watch them play so well.
So the team is progressing how you'd like them to at this point. It's now that we're, I guess, past the midway point of the season already.
Yeah, what's interesting is a lot of the coaches that I've been talking with are kind of upset that they had to cancel a lot of matches at the beginning of the season. And we actually took that time to practice a little bit harder and learn maybe a little bit more topspin or definitely clean up our volleys. And I think it's paying off for sure.
And just looking at some of the statistics on the year in your duels, looks like Lane Jurgens, you know, who's had a lot of success in doubles, is actually doing really well in singles as well. I've got him at 5-0 in like the number 4 and 5 slots. Isaac Lors has played mostly at number 2, and he's 4-1. What are you seeing from those guys in the singles competition?
Yeah, those guys have been totally rocking it. Lane is one of our captains. As you know, he's a returning singles player. So playing that 5 spot is where he was last year. He's really comfortable in that spot, and he just knows how to compete really well. His mental game has definitely gone up a couple of notches this season. Isaac Lors is a sophomore this year. I am really excited to see where he's going to continue to take his career as far as playing tennis. He is working really, really, really hard in the off season, and I think he'll just continue to play more tournaments and continue to get better and better as he, you know, becomes a junior and senior in high school.
and Wyatt Coburn's been your number one singles guy for most of the year. It's such a tough spot to be in, especially with all the good teams you play. How he's handled that, I guess, as a senior this year?
What's awesome about him is he wanted to take the leadership role. He really wanted to play that one spot. And in the off season, he worked his tail off to get there. We've been doing a little bit of video analysis where we videotape them and then compare them or show them, you know, how you can get a little bit more power on shots or different things. And he's taken that to another level where he's on the court in the evening, sometimes till 10:30 at night under the lights, practicing those things. I would say his serve in particular probably went from like definitely under 100 miles an hour to over 100 miles an hour at times, depending on who he's playing and what his competition looks like. So yeah, it's a tough spot to be in, but he wanted it and he's going after it.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk boys tennis coach Nicole Berger on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. So what do you have coming up here in the next week? Is it the schedule let up just a little bit? I think I know you've got at least a couple of duels in the next week.
Yeah, as far as the varsity is concerned, we got a pretty easy week. We did add Ballard to our schedule. We're going to do two matches on Monday. We're going to play them earlier, and then we're heading to Lincoln in the evening. And then Wednesday is a JV invite at Johnston, which is always a lot of fun, a great event. And then we'll end it with Oski on Friday. So looking forward to getting back to a little bit of practice and continuing to work on our double strategy.
Yeah, and the schedule moves into May at the end of next week. A conference tournament just a couple of weeks away. Yeah, what are some of the things you're hoping to get done here in these last four or five dual matches that you have left?
Really just hoping to compete. You know, like I said at the beginning of the year, as a team, we really didn't have a lot of goals. We're taking it one match at a time. Of course, we're looking at Indianola as probably one of our biggest competitors still out there, and trying to clean up doubles a little bit and continue to work some strategy on our singles game.
All right, Coach, anything else to add about what's coming up or how, you know, the progress that the team's been making?
No, I just have to say, like, they've been working super hard and super excited to see where we're going to finish the season out at.
All right, that's Norwalk boys tennis coach Nicole Berger. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.